Day 463, Sunday, July 14th. Isaiah 5, Isaiah 5, 130 NKJV. Now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. He dug it up and cleared out its stones, and planted it with the choicest vine. He built a tower in its midst, and also made a winepress in it. So he expected it to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, please, between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why then, when I expected it to bring forth good grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? And now, please let me tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it shall be burned, and break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will lay it waste, it shall not be pruned or dug, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain on it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant plant. He looked for justice, but behold, oppression, for righteousness, but behold, a cry for help. Woe to those who join house to house, they add field to field, till there is no place where they may dwell alone in the midst of the land. In my hearing the Lord of hosts said, truly, many houses shall be desolate, great and beautiful ones, without inhabitant, for 10 acres of vineyard shall yield one bath, and a homer of seed shall yield one ephah. Woe to those who rise early in the morning, that they may follow intoxicating drink, who continue until night, till wine inflames them, the harp and the strings, the tambourine and flute, and wine are in their feasts, but they do not regard the work of the Lord, nor consider the operation of his hands. Therefore my people have gone into captivity, because they have no knowledge. Their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore Sheol has enlarged itself and opened its mouth beyond measure. Their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he who is jubilant, shall descend into it. People shall be brought down, each man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God who is holy shall be hallowed in righteousness. Then the lambs shall feed in their pasture, and in the waste places of the fat ones strangers shall eat. Woe to those who draw iniquity with cords of vanity, and sin as if with a cart rope, that say, let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it, and let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come, that we may know it. Woe to those who call evil good, and good evil, who put darkness for light, and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes, and prudent in their own sight. Woe to men mighty at drinking wine. Woe to men valiant for mixing intoxicating drink, who justify the wicked for a bribe, and take away justice from the righteous man. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble, and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root will be as rottenness, and their blossom will ascend like dust, because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts, and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Therefore the anger of the Lord is aroused against his people. He has stretched out his hand against them and stricken them, and the hills trembled. Their carcasses were as refuse in the midst of the streets. For all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. He will lift up a banner to the nations from afar, and will whistle to them from the end of the earth. Surely they shall come with speed, swiftly. No one will be weary or stumble among them. No one will slumber or sleep, nor will the belt on their loins be loosed, nor the strap of their sandals be broken, whose arrows are sharp, and all their bows bent. Their horses' hooves will seem like flint, and their wheels like a whirlwind. Their roaring will be like a lion. They will roar like young lions. Yes, they will roar and lay hold of the prey. They will carry it away safely, and no one will deliver. In that day they will roar against them like the roaring of the sea. And if one looks to the land, behold, darkness and sorrow, and the light is darkened by the clouds. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG Reading Plan states, God begins this chapter with a song of Israel as a vineyard. This analogy is used elsewhere in scripture as well. Compare Psalm 80, 8, Psalm 80 hours, and 14 minutes 15, Jeremiah 2:21, Hosea 10, 1, Matthew 21 verses 33-46. T is a mournful song indeed, notes the Bible Reader's Companion, as God laments the necessary abandonment of the garden of his delight, the people he has cared for so patiently. Isaiah 5 chapter summary. Despite his loving care, the people bring forth not the pleasing fruit of righteousness, but the bitter fruit of sin. So 6 woes follow. Indictments of those who monopolize land ownership, VV 8:10, live profligate unrestrained, self-indulgent lives, VV 1117, make evil their life's work. VV 1820, distort the definitions of good and evil. V 20, are self-important, believing themselves wise. V 21, and corrupt justice. VV 2225, same. Note, verse 10 illustrates how unproductive the land would become. Estimates of the modern equivalent of a bath vary, but a number of sources give it as 6 gallons, 22 liters. This is not much of a yield from 10 acres. Even more dramatic, a homer of seeds, about 6 bushels full, would produce only 1 ephah, a tenth of a homer. Compare Ezekiel 45 hours and 11 minutes, or just over half a bushel of produce. Yet worse punishment lay in store for this nation in rebellion against God. The moral failure of Judah and the house of Israel can be seen today as well. Calling evil good and good evil, verse 20, is an earmark of our day. Adherence to God's definition of right and wrong is now called intolerance. Traditional values are labeled backward and repressive. The patriarchal family is called chauvinistic. Opposition to the murder of the unborn is branded anti-choice or restricting a woman's freedom. Rejection of homosexuality is called homophobia, hate-mongering and bigotry. On the other side, an acceptance of all views except the belief in absolute truth is referred to as being open-minded, accepting and understanding. The denigration and marginalizing of husbands and fathers is called equality. Promiscuity and perversity of every form is lauded as freedom and self-expression. Homosexuality itself is simply an alternate lifestyle. Support for abortion is labeled pro-choice, and what amounts to murder of the elderly or infirm is called euthanasia, or good death, for their arrogant rebellion, viewing their way as better and more righteous than that defined in God's law of true love. God's anger burned against the people of ancient Judah and Israel. Just so, his anger burns against our societies today. His anger, of course, is different from that which a human ruler might feel at subjects who don't keep his word. Ego taints human anger, but God's anger is because people are hurting themselves and each other. They are so wrong-headed and stubborn that he has to take drastic action to bring them around to change. And as he brought foreign armies to carry out his judgment on the people back then, so will he do in our future. Though it was apparently not yet an accomplished fact when Isaiah wrote the words, it was, in the eyes of God, as certain as dawn. That's why the captivity of the people is recorded in the past tense. Verse 13, even though it appears that it had not yet happened, for God calls those things which be not yet as though they were. Romans 4:17, comma and verse 8. This seems to refer to the practice where the wealthy and powerful can buy and greedily obtain and control all lands and homes, controlling prices and abusing others in the process. God's jubilee process was to prevent this from continuing, but there is no evidence that Israel and Judah ever practiced the jubilee. We will see in the next verses that it doesn't matter how much you greedily obtain, if we care not for others and God turns against us, our work and wealth will fail. The opposite is also true. If we seek to provide and care for others, and God is pleased, God can make all blessings pour out in your life in unimaginable ways.